Well, Tom Croft, quite a bruising encounter and, maybe a bizarre feeling of how to win a test match in the end, watching that kick.
A mixture of relief and joy, I think, come the end. I couldn't bear to watch the kick, but, you hear the crowd roar and, we got the result in the end. I thought we played some decent rugby throughout the game. We did make mistakes. We didn't play as good as rugby as we know we can do, but, to get the first test win is massive, and hope we can push on to Melbourne and improve from there.
There was a lovely moment of a break where Alex Corbisiero got up ahead of steam, and he clearly looked to his right and thought, there's a man next to me with a little bit more pace than me, and you were happy to carry it on for him.
Yeah, it didn't quite come off in the end. I think all options were fairly closed down, and whether he carried or I carried would have been the same result. But, if I get to play again next week, I might get a few more chances to get my hands on the ball in open spaces. But I think in terms of the team performance, boys dug in today. There was a lot of kick chase, a lot of retreating, a lot of big tackles being made. And full credit to the boys. We'll know what to expect with the Aussies next week. They'll come out all guns blazing, but credit to the boys today. We got the win that we needed.
A lot of people said that whichever team wins this first test is likely to be really in the driving seat for the series and could basically win it by winning this first one. But judging by how close that was, it seems that philosophy could be well out of the window.
I think I agree. Obviously it's nice having that in the bank. But, come Melbourne, it's all or nothing for the Aussies now. They'll come out fully gun blazing and really take the game to us. We've got to be aware of that. We've got to do our homework. Obviously, going into this game a little bit blind today in terms of what team, had played previously for the Aussies. We can do some homework on that now. Obviously, their big winger, Falu, was exceptional today and scored two decent tries. So, that's another danger we've got to take out the game. But, credit to the boys. They fronted up well today.
Yeah, Brian O'Driscoll seemed pretty vocal in the huddle towards the end. What sort of things was he saying to you guys with all of his experience?
No, it's just, so we didn't play our best rugby. There's a lot more to come from us. There was areas during that first and second half where we weren't as clinical as we should have been. But again, it's an easy thing we can fix up in training and make sure that we're sharp and, freshen boys up this week and make sure we're firing into Saturday.
And just finally from me, they've got a chap called Folau, but the Lions have got a chap called George North. Some exceptional play from him today.
Christ, he's, for a 21-year-old, he's absolutely exceptional. I think he'll be one of those faces that becomes synonymous with the Lions because, he's unbelievable. He's, you can't praise him enough.
Excellent, Tom. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.